Welcome to the Hot Rod Farmer Minute. I am Ray Bohax from the Idle Chatter podcast found on the Global Ag Network. The ability to control a mechanical device electrically has done more to advance both gasoline and diesel engine operation than anything else. One method to accomplish this is called the pulse width modulated circuit. It is found in many places on modern farm engines and equipment. An electronic fuel injector is the most common use of a PWM circuit, but it is not the only one. Since a PWM circuit does not know what it is controlling, the way it works and the diagnostics are the same. The component being controlled needs to have a solenoid. When power is applied, the solenoid is energized and the induced magnetic field works against the metal component, usually inducing flow of what is being controlled. When the power is shut off, an internal spring then closes the device and flow stops. The part is turned on and off at a rapid pace. The control comes by altering the on and off time. This is responsible for the ticking sound when operating. The length of time the solenoid is energized is called a duty cycle and is read in percent from 0, off, to 100% fully open. This is known as dwell. In most applications, the duty cycle translates by design to an opening time in milliseconds, 1/1000th of a second. For example, if 100% duty cycle is 10 milliseconds, then 50% duty cycle would be 5 milliseconds. The control unit is usually identified as an ECU. It is the brain and handles the task of the duty cycle. In most, if not all, applications, the solenoid is supplied with system voltage and the ground circuit is turned on and off by the ECU. The circuit will always have two wires, power and ground. The solenoid has a specified resistance that can be confirmed by unplugging it and placing an ohmmeter across the two terminals. To confirm if the ECU is commanding control, either a test or noid light can be employed.